This is June the 11th, and we have gathered for the blessings of Christ. Welcome, everyone, and we would love to hear from our community how you're doing with the blessings, what you would like to have as a blessing. This is your community, and we're here for you. Okay, Jenny, you take over.
Okay, we have a caller from area code 903. You are on. 903.
Yes, this is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
I have a request, a blessing for a young blind girl. Don't know her name, but my brother played music with a group from 3 to 2 in the morning for a benefit for her, and I'd just like to ask for a blessing for her.
Oh, that's great. What's her name? Do you know?
No, don't know her name. I just talked to my brother. Don't need to know a name, just the energy is connected.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, Ben, and I hope you'll be playing your music in the background.
Yes, I did some new music yesterday, and it just is... it's really upbeat, my bossa nova style stuff.
Oh, my goodness. All right. The angels will be dancing. Well, thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another wireless caller from area code 646. 646, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Elizabeth from New York, and I'm just calling to ask for a blessing for a friend in Lafayette, Louisiana. Her name is Gloria. She's just come through some challenging medical work and just needs a little help.
All right.
And also
we will remember
Gloria.
And take her into our blessing energy.
And also another friend down there called Jean Atkins. If you could put them on the blessing list, I'd be most grateful.
Sure. Jean Atkins?
Yes.
Okay, and Gloria, they are there.
Thank you, Glenda, so much.
You're so welcome. And we put you on the list, too.
Thank you very much.
See, that's what you get for speaking up.
Yes, and I am so grateful.
You are welcome. All right, dear.
Okay, we have another caller. Did you want to say something, Glenda?
No, I'm just...
Okay. Okay. I believe, Tony and Judy again. I'm going to pick your number here. I think you're
hello.
On.
Thank you. Hello to everybody. This is Tony and Judy.
Hi.
Hi. I want to acknowledge a gift and an experience, a message from Spirit. Last Sunday, I was sitting with the book, Love Without End, and I just opened the book, and my attention was drawn to a couple of sections on page 148 where it talks about true power resides with God, and, you know, that power is also given to us through our connection with God, and that problems with power come from when we delegate power, and it talked about surrogate power. So that I really connected with that, and then I'm a big sky watcher, so just love the sky. So I'm sitting outside watching the full moon on Friday, and it was with Saturn. And so full moon alignments are usually pretty interesting. Spirit will talk about the connection, especially with the moon and the planet to me. And so the thing that came through as I'm sitting there watching the sky was something that was related to that earlier passage, and it comes out like this. We need not struggle with false dominance. Rather, we need awaken to indigenous authority. And that seemed really helpful and liberating. What I took from that was that with all the things that are going on here right now, it helps to focus. It's not that we shouldn't speak out against things that are false, but the place that we need to connect with is that indigenous authority and indigenous power. So the reason that's connected is because Saturn has a lot to do with structure. And there's just a lot of really interesting things that are going on in the sky this summer. This is one of them.
Yes, it has a lot to do with structure and with government and where dominant stratification, social stratification.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so anything structural kind of resonates along with Saturn. So there's so much that comes out of Yeshua's conversations with you, Glenda, related to structure. And for me, a lot of times that gets resonated and comes out when I have these experiences of the moon aligning with Saturn. So it's been really interesting. The last few years, that's been a big thing that I've been noticing. And the solstice is coming, and then we have this big, big important eclipse, which is going to fall with its shadow across the continental United States, and that's going to happen on August 21st. So we have a lot of very, very important astrological alignments that are happening, and I think that they're good omens. They're actually helping us to recognize connections that are very valuable. And they really resonate with the message that comes through in this group and in your experience and what you share from your conversations with Yeshua.
Well, you know, Tony, everything you say is so true and so valuable. And one extra little twist of or not twist or untwist of clarification is that structure and organization are really essential to what we would call the quantifiable universe. That is anything that can be measured and weighed. And, you know, for example, we don't want our bridges to fall down when we drive over them.
Yeah.
And so there is a place where structure is beneficial. But the problem is we become dependent on it, and we think we can't live without it. And we forget something very important, and that is in the whole history of humanity, going all the way back to our origins and our migrations around the world, the number one impelling motivation for all humans has been freedom.
Yes.
I'm serious. It has been freedom. That is what we all seek and desire, and it motivates us to then have to find a way to achieve our freedom and administer it with responsibility. And there's the rub, as the poet would say, where we come into a responsible use, a responsible application of the freedom that we're looking for.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. I just really love hearing your thoughts on that.
Well, it's a frequent thought I have, because I know how much we want freedom, not just political freedom, but freedom from poverty, freedom from war, freedom from hurt, freedom from dysfunctional relationships and dysfunctional obligations. We want the freedom to develop our spirit and our soul in its return to God. It has been, in so many ways, the compelling force. And I think it's actually what makes for the truthful part of every religion. You know, every religion eventually, in its old age at least, falls into organization and administration. And therefore a lot of structure, a lot of stratification of power, shall we say. But really, in its origins, and if you think about the way Yeshua was with everybody in his walk on the earth, he came to help us find freedom.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and then what he also emphasizes is that structure, it most essentially wants to serve. And there's a way that we can be with structure where structure, you know, really is serving being and everything that we truly need.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where we get into the responsible administration of structure, organization, and we begin to think, well, how can we use this so that it serves our needs and doesn't imprison us within its limitations?
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have a caller from Gina, I believe, area code 518. You're on, and you may have to unmute your phone.
Hello, this is Gina.
There you go.
Hi, Gina.
Hi. Hello. I'd like to ask for a blessing for myself and for you, Glenda, for a speedy healing and recovery.
Oh, thank you. And would you like to share with us what kind of blessing you would like to have? It doesn't, you don't have to, because God knows.
I guess just for connecting with the right people and having wisdom what to do and next.
That's a very important one, because you know it's very much like what Tony and I were discussing a minute ago. When we're with the right people that we love, who love us, there is a lot of responsible freedom that happens. People love us for being who we are. We love them for being who they are. And together, we can find ways, the most beautiful ways of enjoying life. Okay.
Thank you, Gina. All right, next caller, we have Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Sometimes I get so enthralled in the callers before me that I have to come back and think of what I was going to say. There's always such good dialogue here. But so I just wanted to ask a couple things. I have tried to teach myself the art of praying without ceasing. But I really think that's what our lives are. I think our lives are prayers in motion and in action. But I made myself a strand of prayer beads for some special intentions. And I thought at first that I would ask for a blessing on my intentions and on my prayers. And then that really, that request filled up my heart, because I would like to ask for a blessing for an evolution to my prayers. I think that the way we pray, it's sort of like learning and discerning the art of asking the right question. So I would just like a blessing on the art of prayer and for further understanding in prayer, which is such a sacred space that we enter into dialogue with God. And the other part to that is I want to really pay attention to the answer to this, because I know that there are countless blessings I receive all the time, and especially through this blessing. And sometimes I think paying attention to those blessings that come through and acknowledging, oh my gosh, this is an answer to my prayer, I think that makes for the perpetual dialogue with God, if that makes any sense. So that's my prayer.
Oh, that's a lovely request. And we just, we will hold that you are in your highest space of awareness as the blessing comes through to reveal to you what you need to know.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have a caller from area code 780.
Jason. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
It's Desmond. How are you?
I'm doing much better, thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Every day my hand gets I don't know about my arm because it's in a cast, but the hand part of it extending out gets a little stronger and a little more flexible every day. And I've got 2.5 more weeks to go in my cast. So I know that it will be perfectly healed and all will be well. And thank you for asking.
Hey, you're welcome. I liked your meditation. What was it? Affirmation? The statement like, I, under all conditions or whatever, I will be the love, I will be love or something. I can't remember.
Oh, well, which one? Oh, yes. The one that was in our Thursday newsletter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah, great quote too. When you were talking with Anthony about freedom and, you know, it's really about, I think, you know, and Mary about prayer is that, you know, being in your heart literally is prayer, but your heart like is the part that energizes your whole like consciousness of your body as well, right?
Oh, yes.
And so also with Anthony, it's like you're free. Like I was wondering about like free to be the love that you are. Wouldn't that not, that most likely be the ultimate of freedom? And that means being your love, the love frequency of your soul.
Well, you know, Desmond, when we get around to where I have a few minutes to talk, I do want to talk about how we create our own freedom. Because actually, even though there are restrictions in the world, there are laws, of course, we have to abide by, and most of them are a good thing. They really are. We still do create the biggest prison in our life. And we create prison for ourselves out of fear, out of prejudice, judgment of others, and what we will not tolerate or forgive. And so we want to talk about that a little more, but let's go ahead and take calls from everybody first. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We have two more callers left. The next one is with Jerome. Area code 218.
Hello, this is Jerome.
Hi, Jerome.
And I have a prayer for a friend of mine, a sister Judith, who is going to be making her ascension shortly. So it's for Sister Judith's life and soul and spirit. And for me, the question is to help me get ready for speaking at church next Sunday.
Is the church ready for you? That's the question.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're just open.
Jerome, you are a live wire. Let's pray for the church. Let's pray that they are ready to hear what you have to offer.
Well, I offer the connection with the universe of spirit, with the universe of God's love that is with us forever and always. And I heard a thing the other day about someone said, how many lifetimes have I been here? And she said, 36,842,941.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
See, I told you, is the church ready to hear from you?
Yeah, they are.
I know they are. And you will do a wonderful, wonderful job. And we will honor the soul of, is Sister Judith?
Yes, thank you. Yes, Sister Judith,
yes.
Thank you. But I honor your soul and spirit, too, and for everything you do, because you are light, compassion, and love of the universe, of the Creator Source. And I just honor you and honor your blessings you give all and your healing and wholeness that will come to you. So all the best forever for you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Jerome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, never bye-bye. Just ciao.
Next time. You're just great. I love you dearly.
Well, it looks like we have another caller that snuck in here, so we'll take the next caller from area code 703. You're on.
Hello. This is Carol. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Who are you?
Carol.
Oh, Carol. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say real quick, because I want to hear what you have to say, that I thought that was the perfect subject, is how we free ourselves, because even though we may be involved in all these structures, and I know we are, and that includes how we're taught in school, you know, the structure of how we're supposed to think and what we're supposed to do, so many people seem to be trapped in that, and they don't even realize, it's like they're put asleep by it, and they don't even realize what you're teaching or, you know, how they could be walking through that door and getting out of it. So I just wanted to thank you for talking on that subject today and telling us, you know, what Yeshua had to say.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it also.
And I just wanted to thank you because, you know, when you came to Virginia in, I think it was 2004, and I've been following your work since then and just enjoying all of your blessings. So I just wanted to be one of those people that thanked you for it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay, that was it. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Okay, we have one more caller, Glenda.
Okay.
From area code 201. I'm not sure, but I think this might be Susan.
Yes, it is. Hi, everybody. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Glenda. I hope you're feeling better and healing every day.
Well, as you can see, I am getting a little feisty.
I think, Glenda, they could never take that away from you. You are a little and more feisty. So,
yes, I'm getting a little and more feisty.
Good.
So that's a good sign.
That's good. That's good. You know, I want to respond to Jerome, whose laugh is absolutely infectious, and that when he talked about all those lifetimes, so you know what my thought is. Is this the final? Am I done here? You know, he went for 4,600. No, you know, my answer is, okay, are we done? Am I in the final one here? Am I done? And of course, I started to chuckle. But he chuckled for me, and it made me laugh. I mean, as I say, his laugh is infectious.
Well, you know, I asked Yeshua a pretty similar question. And he said, you're going to go where your love is.
Oh. Well, good. It better not be back here. I'd like to say, when I'm done here, I'm done.
Okay. It will be where your love is. That's one thing you can be assured of.
I can be assured.
But you know, what we can't control is where the things we love go. It's a little bit like Pac-Man. You know, you can't control where the little guys go that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And if they come back here, so will you.
Oh, God. Oh, well, I'll adjust. But, you know, I want to tell you something. I went for my checkup, and she goes, everything's good. She's a great doctor, and she kind of knows me psychically. But I was laying on the table. She says, but, Susan, you have a little nodule on your adrenals, and we want to do an MRI. You know, it's just good clinical practice. I said, oh, all right. And, of course, you know, a few weeks before, I just did it yesterday, I started to get, like, anxious because I don't do the doctor thing well. And I said, I did a smart thing. I got a prescription for one pill of Valium because I never took an MRI. My husband did, and he needed Valium. And I just said, you know, you have it. If you use it, you use it. But if you don't, you don't, and it's good to have it. And I want to say a few days prior, I'm praying, and I'm saying, I don't know if I should take it or not, and I needed some advice and guidance. I felt very separated from guidance, and that upset me. And I said, okay, just let it be. This was a few days before. But I want to say 2 days prior, they said you're separated because you hold fear thoughts about the whole machine and everything, what we want you to do. I said, then I prayed for a shift in perception. Very interesting. A shift in perception, a corrected perception. And they said, okay, so we want you to see this machine as something that serves. It's a machine that serves, and we want you to bless it, and we want you to be one with it. And I went, oh, my God. So the shift, to me, that was miraculous, that I would get that information, that I would see the twist in what was in fear, and then see the corrected perception, and then start to use it. And then before they said, we don't want you to take this, we want you to take Glenda's lavender, and just before you go in, put it on your feet, put it on your ears, and you'll be fine, you'll be just fine. So, you know, to me that's major. What was major is understanding how to apply what I'm learning. I've been learning and learning and learning and learning, and I need to know how to apply a lot of it. And
that is so great. Okay, really, really, that's huge. Because it doesn't matter what you hold up in the library of your brain, if you can't put it out into use in your life.
You know, I patted the machine like I pat a plane before I enter it. It was my way of saying, I love you, I appreciate you, you're here to heal, you're here to help, and we're one. And I went in there, and the technician was lovely. I connected, I felt such a strong connection with him. He says, I'm going to get you out of here as quickly as you can get out of here. And, you know, I totally surrendered, and it was one that, you know, that's just miraculous stuff for somebody who holds so many fear thoughts about medical procedures and the like. So I wanted to share that.
Well, Susan, you did great. And the only thing that went wrong in the whole process was you just let fear create separation. That's what caused your disconnection. And then what you did that was really good is you had a sense of connection and affinity for the essential oils, and so you used them. It's like, well, we just bring in the things we love.
It was so miraculous to, I have many fear thoughts, many, and just asking for corrected perception is huge because it will come in the recognition that there are fear thoughts. And mm-hmm. You know what was good? I always expect me to be Superwoman. I remember when I filled that little one-pill prescription. They said, fine, take it. I mean, take it with you, fill it. You'll decide closer if you need it or you don't. And if you do, so be it. It's okay. It doesn't change. If, you know, it doesn't change anything. You're still who you are, and you're beautiful. And if you don't, so you don't. I gave myself permission to be vulnerable, to be maybe in fear and to respect the fact that maybe I do.
No.
And that was, it just was all, it unfolded very well for me.
You know, Susan, that's an example of freedom also. Giving yourself permission to be the way you are. It takes away the fact that it's been brought on to you by other things that you don't control. Giving yourself permission, giving yourself tolerance to be there, it all assists in restoring your freedom.
It's really beautiful. It's really
yes, it is.
It is really beautiful.
It is.
Of course, all the work and all of you, every one of all of you doing it with me, is such a powerful, wonderful thing.
Well, thank you so much for your contribution, Susan. You're just always spot on, and I will just kind of telescope and shorten what I was going to say today, because the rest of you really pretty much said it for me, or you allowed me to respond to you and get across the important essence of the message. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, a few forms of freedom that we don't normally associate with freedom. One is forgiveness. It is one of the most important forms of freedom we have. And we don't realize that we actually don't have the power to forgive anyone. That's God's business. What we have the power to do is to forgive the situation in which it happened. Because the situation we were part of, it was part of us. And that is what we can forgive. If I have very few things that I would ever need to forgive my parents for. But when I do, I realize that there's a part of it I couldn't forgive them. I just can simply get to the point where I don't care about it. It's their business. It's between them and God. If God wants to forgive them, great. If God doesn't want to forgive them, then they'll have a life in which they get to make the choice all over again. But the fact is, I forgave the part I participated in. That was the part I created. You see, we don't realize how much we create our prisons. And in any situation you find difficult to forgive, all you have to do is take a look at the part of it that you might have co-created. Because that's all you can forgive. You really, really can't. Let's just say one of my beautiful cats got out and a car hit that beautiful cat. I could say 1,000 times over, I forgive my neighbor. And I could get to the point where I would wave at my neighbor and not feel the hurt. But actually, the person I have to would have to forgive is me, that I accidentally let the cat out that day. Me, that I was careless in coming up to that situation. And then me, that I was part of the emotions that related to it. I would have to forgive me. I could, the other person will just simply have to deal with it themselves or not. It all depends upon how responsible they are, what they cared about, who they are, and that's between them and God. We think that we can forgive, we can't forgive others. Only God can forgive others. And to me, that is the greatest confirming evidence that Yeshua had either arrived or never lost his unity, his oneness with the first person of the Trinity, the Almighty Father of us all, in the sense that he either attained the perfect Christ Godship on earth, or he brought it here and never lost it because of his ability to actually forgive and change the world. But for us, forgiveness is our act of freedom. We forgive. And one of the worst things that I think therapists ever created was the idea that we should forgive and forget. Because when we forget, we lose the lesson. The whole thing was about us to learn something. When something happens to us that hurts us, we need to study it. We need to study what our role in it was. How did we walk into that situation? How can we not be in it again? And as we do that and continue to forgive ourselves, we have actually moved ourselves toward enlightenment through the very act of forgiving. And through the very act of forgiving, we learn the lesson that was embedded in it, and we receive the healing that comes from the forgiveness. So I say, forget as the very idea of forgiving and forgetting implies that you're forgiving somebody else and you're not going to hold a grudge. And that's wrong thinking in the first place. You can't forgive them. Really? You can't. If somebody comes in and robs your house and takes all of your portable appliances and sells them. And even if he's caught and goes to prison, you can't forgive him. He's got to forgive himself. He's got to ask forgiveness from God. You've got to forgive yourself for either not locking your house or for having attitudes in life that magnetized that event for you to learn something from. And if you forget, you won't do the learning. I hope you all really get the message that I'm telling you, is that we actually learn from our hardships. We grow from our hardships. When I was lying in the street with a painful broken arm, lying there screaming, and most of all, in hopes that a car wouldn't come and not see me, I had to find a way to turn my body over to free my other arm so I could wave traffic down to stop, which I was able to do, but it hurt even worse. What I did is something I've never done before in my life, and it was a powerful experience of enlightenment, and that is I embraced the pain, and I was asking God, what am I to learn from this pain? And through this pain, what can I forgive? Can this be the culmination of forgiveness for my life? Everything I've done wrong, everything I hope to achieve in my life. And it's probably no accident that this happened to my right arm, because it's through my right arm that I have served Christ as a scribe. I have served my fellow man as an artist. I have written pages and pages of documents for my students. And this event of pain, allowed me to embrace the pain and cleanse this arm that it can be stronger than ever. And I really, really saw that for the first time. And because I could see that, there was no reason for me to have to forgive who created and didn't repair the pothole in the road. It was irrelevant. It was completely irrelevant because I was part of the universe, and this was an opportunity for me to embrace a situation, forgiving myself, forgiving the pain. And, of course, when people arrive to love and serve and heal me, all I could see was pure love. And everybody says it's healing at record speed. So I am very excited to know what this arm can create now when it's free. I can't wait till it's free from this cast, because I know that it is now free from, who knows, maybe thousands of lifetimes of karma. Who knows how much I freed by embracing that pain. And that's my message to you. So, sometimes pain is a blessing. Sometimes it gives us the opportunity to purge and free lifetimes of karma. And as we do that, we are in perfect harmony with the grace of God. So with that thought, I would like to invite all of you to the blessing. I'm going to say an invocation to Yeshua. And then, Jenny, you take over, okay?
Okay.
Yeshua, brother to us all, the one who teaches us that we are indeed invincible if we can only embrace whatever happens to us with love, with a spirit of victory, a spirit of release, and a spirit of freedom. We are invincible. Maybe not this earthly part of us that we shed and leave behind, but the soul that lives this life lives on to take on newer and better ways of serving our Almighty Father.
and loving and serving one another. Help us to love one another more. Help us to care for one another more. We ask that you create in us, through all of our experiences, greater compassion, greater love, and greater ability to be every part of ourselves and to not disconnect from any part of ourselves simply because it might be in pain or it might have been judged or we might feel guilty about it. Let us forgive. Let us embrace. Let us love all that we are so that we may love one another. Amen.
We now invite the blessing givers who wish to offer a blessing to stand. And then for those of you who would like to receive the blessing, we ask that you touch your bare feet to the floor, sit with your back straight. And the blessing will last about 3 minutes. And during that time, say your prayers. And after 3 minutes, I will come back online and let you know when the blessing is complete. Blessing givers, begin.
blessing is complete. So now go and take at least 7 minutes to rest your body and mind while the energy of the blessing is assimilated. May you all and your loved ones be blessed this week. We'll see you next Sunday.